You're listening to WMFO Medford. It is 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning, Saturday, August 12th. Good morning. I'm Mike on the mic here with you for 2 hours until 11 a.m. Flying the freeform flag real high today. And going to be here with my co-DJ, Phil Wilcox, who'll join me ASAP. Side note, there's all kinds of construction going on around here. For somebody who isn't used to the stuff that goes on around here, streets and byways around Tufts, yeah, you might have had to turn around and whatever. But Phil will be here, of course, from Tres Gatos, that awesome shop in JP, Jamaica Plain. And he's got two five-song sets that he'll share with you starting at around 10 a.m. So, and by the way, at 11 a.m. today, I'm so excited. You know it's something about the women. I know you know that, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's the return of Sue Edelman today. Sue's been out for a while. Miss her terribly. I've seen her once, and she had a really good reason for not being here. It's not a real knee slapper. I'll give you a little hint there. Couldn't slap the knee because it would hurt too much. How's that for a hint? But anyway, she's good now. She's back to being Sue. Not that she was anyone else other than that before that. Anyway, almost 9:02 now since I've been blathering on like this. But stick around. Mostly freeform for the first hour, and then 10 a.m. it will be Mr. Phil Wilcox joining me for the second hour here at WMFO. But for now, that's right. It's new noise. And this time, it's from the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. Brand new effort called Barefoot in the Head. This is Behold the Seer, new at MFO.
Listen to stories, wretched or glorious. Is it me and you in our disguise? more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 9:20 in the morning. How you doing? I'm Mike, and I'm very happily listening to that roar of the air conditioning behind me because it's humid outside today, you know. And hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you should be on three.
Am I on three?
Yeah, but geez, try tune right next to you because that's the way things are sometimes. Is that better?
How about this one?
That's not much better at all.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Should I just go around, try all of them?
Oh, I don't know. Try the one I hate right here.
All right. Hold on.
Yay. All right. Oh, there's the buzz. No, try it anyway.
Hello, Radio
I can't believe
Land.
That's the best one.
Oh.
I hate that microphone with a
Happy
passion.
Happy Saturday, everybody.
Yeah, it's Phil Wilcox, everybody. Yeah, from
so many
Tres Gatos. He's here today. So, yeah, what happened on your commute here this morning? Were you out late or something?
Tres Gatos, where I work, is a record store, but it's also a restaurant. So I probably left work around 2 a.m. last night, so getting up early today, not the best. But
I don't know how you're here.
And from JP to here is a cool 35 minutes, but it was worth it. It was all worth it.
It is, just because the AC is so good in
this
here.
This is the coldest place in Metro Boston.
In many ways.
It's very, very comfortable.
Yeah. All right. So Mike on the mic with Phil Wilcox till 11 a.m. And Phil, you've got two five-song sets you're doing in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yes, I am.
Very excited about that. And you're also going to help me to, as I said before, fly the freeform flag high today.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost hear it.
Shh. Got a lot of surprises today.
Do you hear it, Phil? Shh. It's blowing in the wind. Shh. Freeform.
we'll hang it from the roof.
Okay. All right, that first set we started off, it's New Noise, and it was Chris Robinson Brotherhood, who just never fails to impress. Barefoot in the Head is the new record there. That was Behold the Seer. After that, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, just making it so clear why we love them. It's a brand new single called Wipeout Turn. Well, it's not brand new, but it's recent. I think
so good.
So good.
And we were talking about they sound like Dire Straits.
I mean, that guitar player, if that wasn't, we'll have to look. If that wasn't, you know,
Mark Knopfler?
If that wasn't Knopfler in there, I don't, because it was like right out of there. You know, did you ever see them live?
Dire Straits?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I did.
Way up on my list.
I did. And you know, they're awesome because you know how they just start songs and then they build them up and everything? Mm-hmm. Here's, you know, it's funny what sticks in your memory. I remember I went to see them and they were wonderful. They were awesome. But the most thing I remember is somebody like six rows behind me, we had lousy seats, just puked everywhere. and this poor cop had to come clean it up. That's all I remember.
I hope that they were eating and drinking something not the grossest.
I just remember that. I felt bad for the cop. Not a Surf was after that from the You Know Who You Are CD, which is recent. That was Cold to See Clear. Wonderful classic, XTC from the Skylarking CD, 2002 vintage. What a great CD that is. It's Earn Enough for Us. And the fifth song in the set was by the Temperance Movement, the White Bear CD, very recent for them, Oh Lorraine.
Good name.
All about
Temperance
Oh Lorraine.
Movement? That's a good name.
Yep. I don't know if I practice temperance, but I try sometimes. All right, so not only is it new noise that I have now, but it's a request for new noise. What could be better than that? Bob Angel has a show here on WMFO every other Sunday, and his guest is going to be this band called Cahill. This is brand new from Cahill. Their disc is Lost Renewed, and this is This Heart Won't Wait Around, brand new at WMFO, Medford.
Why you it every time. I never think I'll lose, but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. That these men don't know each other. I got one who's working undercover, trying to solve my mystery. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on them when I know it's gonna end somehow.
Cause you know it.
Look at one mistake. It's a losing game, and I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. Well, every time I lose one, I can just move on. I always find another. Look at one mistake I'm making up.
Places forward, I need a change of scene.
mercy on my ears, will you?
WMFO, Medford, 9:43 in the morning. You know it's us because you can hear the mic. Because you can hear it. And it's not supposed to do that, but it's the only mic we have. Well, other than me, I'm Mike on the mic. Yeah, and I'm here till 11 a.m. with Phil Wilcox, who's over there. Hi, Phil.
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm loving it. I love the hiss.
Okay. We won't go any further than that.
It's a snake. It'll bite you.
That's right. So Phil, of course, is one of the three cats at Tres Gatos in JP, and I know that you were there for an awfully long time.
Mm-hmm.
And tell everybody a bit about that place.
So we're a book and record store. We're a Spanish style tapas and wine bar, and we are a live music venue. We're at 470 Center Street in Jamaica Plain, which is right in the heart of JP. And it's a place where you can come, get a beer, browse records, pick out stuff you want to hear while you're eating, sit in the corner with a glass of wine, read a book. Very casual, but very, very good.
It's a destination, everybody. It is. So what's going on there? I know you always have events going on there.
So actually, yeah. Coming up next week, August 15th, is our annual fundraiser for the Jamaica Plain Music Fest, which is awesome. That's the music festival itself is on September 9th. It's 28 bands at Jamaica Pond, which is beautiful.
How many stages?
Two stages, one of which is a Trace Gatto stage. We're a stage sponsor. They've gotten more and more successful over the past couple of years. Last year, I think just shy of 10,000 people came out for this thing. And they've said, you know, like people have stepped up and Harpoon has said, you know, we'll sponsor it and like we can get Aerosmith or The Cars or some other famous Boston band to play. And the people who run it, they've stuck to their guns. I think it's really cool that they said to play, you have to live in JP. If you want to be a sponsor, you have to be an independent JP-owned business. If you want to have a food truck, your restaurant has to be in JP. So it's all super local. But
how do people go about getting tickets? Is that also a...
No tickets. Just walk on.
Just go? Just go.
Yeah. It's a free festival.
It is not.
But in order to have it be a free festival, they have to do a lot of fundraising. Uh-huh. So this Tuesday, we're having a fundraiser at Trace Gatto's. No cover at the door. 10% of all restaurant, bar, and record store sales go to the JP Music Fest. One of the bands that's playing this year, American Echoes, is going to play a free show at 9:30 p.m. It's a Tuesday night, so I know it's a little late, but they're amazing, and I would definitely recommend them. If you're a fan of First Aid Kit or Courtney Barnett, then they'll be way up your alley. And come out, have dinner, get a drink, buy some records. It's all for a good cause. And then next month, come to the Music Fest.
Yeah, interest has been piqued. Awesome. So speaking of piqued interests, is that a good segue?
Yeah.
The last set was pretty spectacular. And the last one that we ended up, the fifth song in the set, that's all on you, Phil. But that was terrific. That was Booker T from a record called Potato Hole covering Hey Ya.
Yeah, and his backing band, as I understand it, is Drive-By Truckers and Neil Young.
Okay. Really?
I have no idea.
All right. So we're just the messenger. We're just telling you what that was. That was pretty cool. The Monkees before that. The one that was played on the air. That's not the single version. That's something from an album they put out in 1967 called Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited, Pleasant Valley Sunday, of course. The ending of that kind of surprised us.
Well, yeah, we both looked at each other. We said,
like, what is that?
Is the console melting?
Yeah, did something happen? But no, that was the Monkees. Lake Street Dive, local greatness. Lake Street Dive from the Mistakes EP, and that was Mistakes. I love that track since I heard it, and Phil, you know them a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, the Mike who plays the incredible trumpet on song.
Not me.
No, different Mike. Yeah. God, I don't remember his last name. If you know what Lake Street Dive looks like, if you're looking at an album cover, he's the very cute blonde man with the Buddy Holly glasses.
Okay.
But he ended up marrying a bartender who had worked at Trace Gatto's named Courtney, and the band, because they're semi from JP, and I think they were Boston Conservatory kids back in the day, but they would hang out, and I was telling Mike while we were listening to the song, they'd be in shopping for records at my store, and somebody would be in buying their record, and I'd say, you know, I shouldn't tell you this, but the band's right over there, and you would think Paul McCartney was there. People would freak out, selfies, hold on, I gotta call my mom and say I'm with Lake Street Dive. It would annoy them to no end. And they'd come up to me and say, you know, man, we're just having a glass of wine and trying to buy some vinyl. You know, don't. And I said, you're going to be famous. You got to get used to it. Someday they're going to be people waiting at the tarmac when you get off of a plane every day, you know. So you got to get used to it. And very, very humble for such insane virtuoso musicians.
So, so good. Lake Street Dive, again, the Mistakes. And then our friend Al Pachulis, who everybody around here knows and loves. Al and I share a love of power pop, so Al was kind enough to send me a bunch of stuff that I should listen to that's rare, and one of them was what I just played second in the set, was Gigolo Aunts. I believe it's Gigolo. How could it be Gigolo? It can't be. It's Gigolo Aunts.
1.21 gigolos.
Yeah, okay. 1999, it came out on their CD called Minor Chords and Major Themes. That was Everyone Can Fly. That was great. Al Pachulis, I know you're going to listen. Thank you, Al. That was awesome. And for Bob Angel, we had a request for The New Noise, a band called Cahill that's going to be on his show on Sunday. Not tomorrow, but a week from Sunday. Local Goodness again by the band Cahill. Lost, Renewed is the CD. And that was This Heart Won't Wait Around. Thank you, Bob. That was really good.
That was really good.
All right. I think it's time for us to play some more stuff and fill more influences from you. The War on Drugs, you've been talking about how great this new record is.
It's going to be amazing. I really, truly think that this is going to be the record of the year. It comes out August 25th, so it's just a couple weeks away.
Okay. And this new record, I'm not playing something from the record. A lot of times Spotify, which is my main music database, does something called Spotify Sessions. And I found this just this week, a track from this new record from the War on Drugs. And this is called Holding On. This is beautiful. It's WMFO. Brand new noise. Enjoy, everybody.
Once I was alive and I 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I said